gotta get up.
Sunny 101.5, 534. It's time for the Jack and Tracy Show. Morning.
The Friday edition.
I was going to say, are you ready to take on the Friday edition?
Yeah, I am.
I think you're ready Monday, but...
Isn't everybody?
Yeah, usually. That's been a good week.
It has been a great week, actually.
Well, let's try and wind it up today with...
Hey, guess what? I'm no longer brace face. I got my bottom braces off yesterday, so I am all done.
Well, good for
no
you.
No more adult braces.
Isn't that something?
Gosh. Dr. Wong really fixed me up. My smile looks awesome.
Yeah?
And I'm excited about it. And it feels, you know what? Excuse me. It is so different when you go from having all of that stuff in your mouth.
Yeah.
You forget.
Right.
Like, you forget what that was like when you were a teenager, if you did it as a teen.
I didn't.
And so,
no.
You had perfect teeth all along.
No, you know, actually, I don't know how it happened, because if I showed you my sixth grade picture, you'd say, gee, you better get braces right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, and that somehow they just straightened up. I don't know how that happened.
Gosh, they straightened out on their own?
Yeah,
wow. Jeez, you are so lucky. But anyway.
I know I'm lucky.
Yeah, I have that all gone.
Yeah.
Nice smile. Super
how
excited.
Well,
so
that's
that was
good.
That was a great Thursday. So yeah, I'm ready to take on the weekend.
All right, so let's do it. This is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right. 19 minutes past 6, and Tell Me Something Good is brought to us by, well, you know who.
Spas Factory Direct.
Well, of course. And that's Grape Road in Mishawaka, right next to Rise and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been serving Michiana since 1989. Of course, you already knew that, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Come in and see us. It is getting to be a busy time. Always is in the spring. So
I'll bet.
Well, in today's Tell Me Something Good, Delaney Dennis, an 11-year-old from Tampa, Florida, is making a difference one glass of lemonade at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So Delaney is the founder of a lemonade stand that since 2019 has raised more than $61,000.
Wow.
For local animal rescues in the Tampa Bay area. Her dad, Andy, says Delaney came up with the idea to sell lemonade to raise money for animals when she was 7. He said, you know, she came to us and she had a plan. Well, her plan was to open up her lemonade stand in their Tampa restaurant 5 years ago and see how it worked. So that's what they did. So she donates her proceeds to animal rescue organizations of her choice. She chooses one every single month. And obviously, this little venture was wildly successful. Her mom says it's been truly inspiring to see someone at such a young age with such a passion for people and animals, just so eager to do something to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
So can you even imagine?
I mean,
that's crazy. So she has been recognized as already making quite a mark in animal rescue. In 2022, Delaney was recognized by the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals as the organization's Kid of the Year. And in her acceptance speech, so heartwarming, Delaney told the crowd, "I especially want all the kids out there to know that I think kids at any age can change the world." So this little girl also
This girl's only 11?
Exactly. It's amazing. She also volunteers her time at her favorite animal rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And she hosts an annual rescue event called Squeeze the Day, where people can adopt animals.
Okay.
So she was on Good Morning America on Wednesday, where she was surprised by a $2,500 donation. Came from a veterinary emergency group. And she said she was going to donate that to a rescue group through her nonprofit. So, gosh, what an amazing little girl.
I'll tell you what, lemonade sounds pretty good right now.
It does
sound good. I haven't had one in a while.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny
101.5. 6:57. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, John Wick Chapter 4 is hoping to set a new franchise record when it debuts this weekend. Mm-hmm. They hope this fourth installment will bring in at least $65 million this weekend. Lofty goal, but hey, looking back, the franchise has really grown its debut weekend every single time.
Yeah.
2014's John Wick debuted at $14 million. John Wick Chapter 2 at $30 million. Then 2019's John Wick Chapter 3 brought in $56.8 million. So we'll see what happens here.
You don't think I'm into those movies, do you?
Oh, well, I think you're really into those movies. I was actually surprised you didn't, when I said go to the theater to see them.
I think the first one I did go to the theater. But the other ones I just got lazy and waited for it to arrive on TV, but
there you go. Well, the pre-sales are showing great numbers, and it's the only new nationwide release this weekend, so we'll see.
Okay.
Well, how do some stars and musicians stay in such great shape? For Coldplay's Chris Martin, it's by only eating one meal a day. He talked about it on Conan O'Brien's podcast, saying, I don't actually have dinner anymore. I stop eating at 4. Mm-hmm. And I actually learned that from having lunch with Bruce Springsteen. He said he had lunch with him last year, and he mentioned Bruce looks even more in shape than me. And Patty, Springsteen's wife, said he only eats one meal a day. So he said to himself, well, there we go. That's my next challenge. And that's what he does. And that is, you know, that is a plan for some people.
Yeah,
one meal a day.
One meal a day.
Do you think you could do it?
I could do it, but you wouldn't believe what that meal would be. That's the thing.
It would be a two-hour meal from start to finish.
Yeah, then I'd be done. Mm-hmm. I'd be done. Yeah.
Well, police were called to Rihanna's house on Thursday after a man showed up wanting to ask for her hand in marriage. They say he traveled from South Carolina to go to her home. Her security got involved, and police were ultimately notified and asked him to leave. Well, Beyonce and Adidas are ending their business relationship. The two say it was a mutual breakup. In 2018, they partnered up to launch her Ivy Park footwear and apparel line. The main reason for the split, they're saying, is creative differences in the brand's direction.
Hmm.
Well, Nikki Sixx is the latest rock star announced for Dolly Parton's much-hyped rock album. On Thursday, the Motley Crue bassist tweeted about it. Dolly promised to make a rock record after she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, and she is definitely doing it. Some of the other stars on her album include Paul McCartney, Stevie Nicks, Steven Tyler, John Fogerty, and Steve Perry.
Wow.
Very cool. Yeah, no doubt. She's doing it big.
I guess so.
All righty. Ready to do some birthdays?
Sure. No problem. Birthdays.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Okay.
You sound like you know him.
I do.
Yesterday, your designer knowledge was very limited.
I know. But
who was it? I think it was Michael Kors.
Yeah, but Hilfiger, it's a different story.
Yep.
I know that one. 72. Okay.
Peyton Manning.
Okay. Now, I should be able to figure this out. You know when he played. So that was the... okay. He's got to be... I wonder if he's 50. I don't think he is 50. So I'll give him a 49.
47.
47. Okay. And?
Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons. I think he's probably still in this. I'm going to give him a 48.
Good guess. 47.
He's 47. Okay. I've seen a couple of his movies.
Yeah. And have you seen The Big Bang Theory?
I know of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably one of the, you know, the one of the few that has never seen a whole episode, but I'm aware of it. Okay.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
7:42. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's time for Life Hacks, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I will tell you this much. This is for, the one I have is for people that are living...
Good.
Huh?
Sorry. Hi.
Hey. I was just about to do my life hack, but if you want to go first, what do you want to do?
My life hack?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, do you ever make, I know you don't, but you ever get like one of those French loaves from the grocery store or make homemade bread?
Now, I know you find this hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I have
you
made
do?
Homemade bread. Yeah, I had a bread, one of those bread makers.
Yes. Yeah. Was it amazing?
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. There's nothing better.
Yeah. Seriously.
I don't do it. I haven't done it in a long time, but.
Yeah. One, my friend Judy has always made the homemade bread. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
You know, it can be a little challenging to cut if it's not, you know, something you buy in the store and it's already pre-sliced.
Yeah.
All you need to do is take your bread knife and run it under hot water for a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah?
And that helps you slice right through that bread just like it's, you know, soft butter.
Boy, I got it. Man, you now I'm all psyched up for homemade.
Now you want to make bread.
I do. okay, mine has to do for those who live in an apartment. This is something you got to plan because before you tell your landlord that you're moving, it's a good idea to ask them to fix anything that's broken. Now, you haven't told them that you're moving yet, so wait till they come in and fix something. Because often, if not every time, often legally they have to fix it. So then when they fix it, then you tell them that you're moving out, and that way they won't be able to take it out of your security deposit.
Perfect.
See what I mean?
Perfect.
So, but you got to plan that. I mean, you can't, you know, if you're planning on moving out, because it probably won't happen, I'm sure they won't be on the job that quick. But if you plan it ahead, you can do that, and that way you know they're not going to take it out of your security deposit when you move.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:54, time for another edition of Go Figure. All right. It's Guinness World Record time once again, ladies and gentlemen. A Nebraska-based coffee chain broke a Guinness World Record by assembling an 848-pound cake ball.
Oh, my gosh. 848 pounds?
Yes, an 848-pound cake ball in celebration of its 25th anniversary. Scooter's Coffee, based in Omaha, assembled the cake ball at its annual Grow Conference at the CHI Health Center in Omaha. Officials said they attempted the Guinness World Record to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the chain's founding in Bellevue, and the resulting cake ball weighed in at 848 pounds, beating the record of 628 pounds set by England's Sheffield Wednesday Football Club in 2017. So now, what do you do? Now you have an 800. Sure, you got a Guinness World Record, but now what do you do? Now you have an 848 pound cake ball. What do you do? Well, naturally, you invite the entire city of Omaha for cake and coffee. I mean, problem solved, right?
Exactly.
Man, that's a lot of cake.